I would much rather, like, have an encounter with a grizzly bear.
That is Luke Combs saying he'd much rather encounter a grizzly bear than go out on the glass bridge. He's in Chicago for Lollapalooza, but he did not want to have anything to do with the iconic tourist attraction in Chicago. That would be that glass bridge, and I am in his camp. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation. My husband, Kurt, is my guest host today. And Kurt, you know this about me. I am terrified of heights.
Terrified. I've seen you lay down on the floor in the back of the RV. The first time we took Sheila out, Sheila is what we've named our RV. And the first time we took her camping, that Alpine Bridge was something special when there's a wind coming through that valley. Mm-hmm. And it's 400, I believe it's over 400 feet from the bottom.
Yeah, just past Pine Valley.
Yeah, it's the Pine past Valley. Pine Valley. Yeah. We went to go across that bridge, and immediately once I hit the bridge, there was such a crosswind that I had to turn the wheel towards the center of the road 90 degrees. And I went across the bridge with that wheel, and then on the other side, when stopped,
uh-huh,
I had to quick flip it back.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And you were I've never seen your face like that before.
Now, you, on the other hand, are someone who is seemingly not really afraid of a lot. Have you done paragliding? Is that what you did in the past when you lived in Colorado?
Hang gliding.
Which I would never in a million years do. But I mean, you're not typically afraid to try anything.
I wouldn't say it's not being afraid of something. It's just giving it the old whack. Give it a try, you know, nerves and all.
Yeah. Is there anything that you would say absolutely 100% no to? I'm terrified of heights. I hate roller coasters, even though I get forced in on them, you know, because everybody likes to hear me scream on them. But I'm not afraid to fly, and I would get into a rocket to go to outer space. But to walk across the Coronado Bridge or to climb up a radio tower, I would just rather die than do it. Is there anything that you feel that way about?
Yeah. I will never go in a hot air balloon.
Out of all the things, that's the one.
Yeah.
Why?
It was a reoccurring nightmare as a child. Every time I was in a hot air balloon, that thing crashed.
Oh.
So it was just a sign.
Tammy, I am on the same boat as you. I will not touch those heights things, and that clear box, nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare fuel. And also with bridges, tell me why, and I can't be the only one this has experienced this. Going to Coronado on the Coronado Bridge terrifies me. Coming back, not so much. Why is it going there is so much scarier than coming back? The way there, it's more angled and you're like at the bottom of the angle. It's terrifying.
You know, I think another possibility is that, you know, instead of enjoying the view from that height, which you'll not see anyplace else unless you're up there, people get inside their head and they're just thinking, I'm going to die. And that's it. That's, they're stuck right in there.
Yeah, that's me. Because I think for just some unknown reason, I'm just going to completely turn my wheel and drive right off the bridge into the ocean.
Open up the door, jump out.
Because why would I do that?
By the way, Tammy, if you are afraid of those platforms, those clear platforms on buildings like I am, like Luke Combs is, the new Final Destination movie, I finally watched it over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the whole first scene.
Okay.
That's
Oh my God. Yeah, no.
Hilarious, but also exactly why I was watching it. I'm like, that's why I won't go on those.
It's gonna Final Destination me. I just know
exactly.
I just know it.